How's coming from the West Country influenced your comic style?
It's a bit of a cliche, but there is an air of lunacy in the West Country that is kind of the way we speak is all right. You know, it's quite a cuddly place. Like Bristol was voted the happiest place to live the other day, which is I don't know how they presumably just go up to people in Bristol. Are you happy? Yeah, I'm great. You know, but I think more than anything, it's not so much the West Country that's maybe influenced my comedy. It's just my family, you know, who happened. I come from quite a big family, a big West Country kind of family. So I've constantly had uncles and aunties and cousins like pulling me aside at family parties and just wittering nonsense to me. And I mean, that's kind of what I've always found hilarious. Just to love that when I was 8, you know, kind of seeing all these kind of nutters, you know, red faces, drunk on cider, telling you ridiculous stories. He killed a snowman. He killed a snowman. He killed it. You know, and you're sort of 8 and you're trembling with laughter. You know, these kind of nutters. So that's influenced me more than anything, really. And I think the West Country's got a lot of, you know, good old-fashioned mentals.
What was the best heckle you ever got?
I got a brilliant heckle the other day. A bloke shouting out to me, like really aggressively, "Would you shag your dad to save your mum?" And he was so aggressive, he made it sound like it wasn't a threat. Like my mum was in a van and my dad was in a harness. And I said, "Yeah, I probably would if I, you know." And the bloke shouted out, "I'll tell him then," because he worked with my dad. So I then had a phone call the next day from my dad going, "What's all this about you wanting to have sex with me?" And I had to explain that they were going to kidnap mum. And my dad said, "Well, if that ever comes to that, you best knock me out first." So that was a pretty good heckle. You know, I had somebody run on stage once in a gorilla costume and start dancing. There's not really a lot you can do with that. That's a pretty good heckle. I find it really interesting when people just add to the gig and it becomes like sort of a chat around a campfire. Do you know what I mean? So it's not this kind of monologue, but it's kind of interactive. And, you know, somebody's mentioned something and you can bring that back into the set, you know. I had a bloke in Newcastle this ages ago, just in the middle of the gig. This is what I'm talking about. So I think I was chatting about being on holiday in Egypt. And this bloke went, "Would you like to have one large testicle or many tiny ones?" And that just sort of appeared from nowhere. So you've got that wonderful thing of, rather than going, "What are you talking about?" You have to deal with that because it's so funny that somebody would think now was the time to raise this. So it became part of the gig and people were voting on what they'd have, you know. So I kind of, as far as hecklers are concerned, I quite like sort of actually having a chat with people rather than slamming them, you know.
How does it feel to be one of the big names on the comedy circuit at the moment?
I wouldn't describe myself as a big name on the comedy circuit. It's quite embarrassing. What an embarrassing question. How does it feel to be a big name? I have no idea. Gigs are gigs. It's what's really lovely about doing stuff like Mock the Week and stuff like that is that you get to do, you know, really amazing gigs where people have a vague idea of what you're about. So it just makes it that much easier, you know. But then I still do loads of tiny gigs around the country.
What's your favourite thing about touring?
What's my favourite thing? My favourite thing about touring, I guess, is that thing that you, like now, we get in a car and we drive to somewhere like Darlington and there are people there waiting for us, you know, and it's like maybe a Monday night, you know, and there's this kind of, when gigs are really good, it's just like, it's like this explosive kind of energy in the room and then you kind of drift away and, you know, it's like this kind of, it's like a firework display that you've been privy to, you know, and it's just this kind of one moment. This all sounds really corny, but and then you get in the car and then you drive somewhere else and you do it all again. And it just becomes this kind of amazing road trip that you kind of have these brilliant gigs. You're going from place to place. You're getting to see the country. You're getting to meet people. So you sort of form this vision of the land, you know, and you meet people and it's a really good first-hand way of exploring the country you live in. Do you know what I mean? That I've been able to visit pretty much everywhere in England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland just through telling jokes and meeting people where they want to hear jokes. So you just have that. It's a really nice, this sounds very hippie-like, doesn't it? But it's a really nice connection with people, you know?
Are you looking forward to your debut DVD release?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the DVD coming out. Hopefully people will enjoy it. I'm really looking forward to the new show. I start touring again in September. I don't know the exact date, but it's somewhere in Leeds. But yeah, that kind of goes on until December. The tour starts in September in Leeds. I think it's like September the 14th, but I'm not totally sure. But you can check my website, which is www.russell.com/howard.co.uk, and the DVD comes out on the 17th of November.